Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, Thanksgiving is over. Small Business Saturday was yesterday. Black Friday is past. Tomorrow we celebrate or send a talk about Cyber Monday. And Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. It almost sounds like the Holy Week of retail sales. The world has certainly changed. This year we added Gray Thursday to Black Friday and those others I mentioned. This year 50-inch TVs are $300 or less. 10 years ago they were 10 times that amount. Lunchbox phones are ancient history. Flip phones are passé. And smartphones are everywhere. The term Christmas tree is being replaced by the term holiday tree. It seems that we live in a postmodern world in a country which is quickly moving toward post-Christianity. Is there a chance that that world is taking us with it? Here we are in the first Sunday of Advent for another year. When we begin the preparation of Christ's return at Christmas, we're again reminded that Jesus came to earth, that he is coming this Christmas, and that one day he will come again in glory. We look forward to Christmas every year. We look forward to family returning home. We look forward to presents given and presents received. We want Christmas to be just like it used to be. Like it used to be back when. But those days are gone, and I fear they will not return. It is said that you can never go home again, and that is true. We can't relive the past, and we can't bring it back. So what do we do? For today and for the next three Sundays, I will be preaching a series of sermons specifically for Advent. And the idea is to give you some things that you can do for this Christmas season. Today I'm going to be talking about worshiping fully. That's something that we can do. Next week I'm going to be talking about spending less. Less on gifts that people forget about, and more on things that really matter to you and to other people. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be talking a little bit about giving more, not necessarily more money, but giving of yourself, of your time, of your hands, of your words, giving out of your heart. And the last Sunday, which will be the 20th of December, I'm going to be talking about loving all. Loving everyone, the poor, the forgotten, the marginalized, the homebound, the sick, and loving those people in a way that makes a difference to them. Those are all things that we can do. Many people say that they go to church on Sunday, and what they really mean is that they go to a building that is called a church. What they really intend to do there is attend a worship service. If you look at that word worship, a good definition, a dictionary definition of the word worship would be as follows. To reverently honor someone, to pay homage to God, or to a sacred person or object that is regarded as sacred. That's where the problem comes in. Worship is a formal ceremony that reminds us to honor somebody. We're here to honor God today, to render religious reference to him. Worship also means to feel an adoring reverence or regard for any person, place, or thing. So we are gathered here today to worship God, to honor him, to render homage to him, to offer praise and thanksgiving, to spend time hearing his word. And if we are going to worship fully, then we need to worship completely, entirely, wholly, abundantly, and totally. Sounds like a good idea. Unfortunately, we only spend about 2.5 hours a week at best in church, in those worship services. If you add Advent Wednesday services, that's another 30 minutes or so. So that's maybe a total of 3 hours during the week when we are in God's house worshiping. During the remaining 109 waking hours, we are tempted, we are coerced, we are attracted, we are drawn to other people and things that might become more important to God. On my internet homepage on Friday, there were the following headlines. A list of the 25 hot topics for giving gifts, buying gifts on Black Friday. And the 10 gifts that you should buy for everyone and how to buy them for less. Other headlines included how to pick the perfect live Christmas tree. But then just to make sure that the people who don't like live trees, there was an article that said, a no-fuss artificial tree. There were 43 festive ways for you to decorate your home. And the best places to buy gifts under $100 and under $500. Not only are we encouraged to provide our friends and family with expensive gifts, but the world would also have us feel an adoring reverence for what are termed celebrities. Might be sports, might be movie actors. And so on that same page I read, Romo is out for the season. For those of you who don't follow football, Romo is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Another headline about celebrities said, how long since Tom Cruise has seen Suri? Who cares? The Kardashians and the Jenners spend Thanksgiving together. Again, who cares? Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's epic love story in photos. I'll let you answer that one. Miranda Lambert wants Blake Shelton back. Beyonce's 5 cutest mommy and me moments. They're out to get us. The world, none too safe, subtly, entices us to worship other kinds of people and things and activities. It would have us idolize them so that they become more important to us than God. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with following a football team or watching movies or doing all of those things. But when a celebrity goes to a brothel in Nevada and overdoses on drugs, it should not make national news. But the world made national news out of that. The problem for us is that all these distractions take our focus away from God. That's why it's so important that we pay attention to what we are focusing on this time of the year. Moses warned the children of Israel in the wilderness just before they entered the land of Canaan. In Deuteronomy, he says, and if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall perish. And in Deuteronomy chapter 11, he says, take care lest your heart be deceived and you run aside and serve other gods and worship them. In Chronicles, he says, ascribe to the Lord the glory due in his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor and glory. God wants our sincere worship. He loves to hear us sing with whatever voice he has given us that we sing with. Like human parents, he wants us to come to him for counsel and to ask for guidance. And so at Christmas, we remember that God came to earth to be with us, to give us his salvation. That is such a huge gift. It definitely deserves all of our worship. But if you look around in the stores and on TV and the internet, you will see that Christmas has become the worship of many things and certainly not the worship of God. In Isaiah 7, Jesus was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. He is with us here today at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. That is the greatest spiritual and special gift that we can receive. So, what can you do when you're not here that will help you to remember that God is with us, that he cares for us, that he loves us, that he's present with you? Well, here's a list of several things. First of all, during this Advent season, light a candle and let it burn when your family is together. That becomes the Christ candle and will remind you that Christ is there with you. We talked about this one a little bit in adult Sunday school this morning. We were talking about experiences we've had when God was truly part of our lives, when he was inspiring us. And so I would suggest that you write down times when you see God in your life or when you experience his help, when you know that somehow he is there with you. Write down things that you're thankful for and place them in a jar as well. Write down when you feel God's presence in your life. Doing that, you will help to remember, and it will remind you through the week of God's presence in your life. And if you practice that throughout the year, how much closer will that bring you to God? For too many people, Christmas is not a happy time of the year. The holiday rush starts earlier and earlier each year. Holiday anxiety increases because of busy schedules and parties and all of those things we have to do to get ready for Christmas. We're tempted this time of the year to spend money we don't have on things that people don't really need. Christmas is a time when expectations are high and reality of those expectations is low and they are not met. So as a result, the season loses its spiritual feeling and we are left feeling empty and unfulfilled. Deep inside, we know there is something missing. Our souls long for that spiritual food of Christmas this time of the year. But if Christmas is only about gifts and decorations and parties and buying and spending, then emptiness will be the result. There will never be enough, and there will always be disappointment. But thankfully, that's not all that Christmas is about. While Christmas is about trees and decorations and gifts and stockings, Christmas is so much more than that. Christmas is about Jesus coming. Christmas is about the gift that God gave to this world. It's about worshiping him first and foremost. It's about remembering and understanding that it is truly about him first and all of the other things second. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.